It starts off with talking about, do real men wear flip-flops? And then it goes on to explain that there's been a giant backlash against the whole metrosexual thing. The ladies aren't finding it as cool anymore. Guys are sick of spending all that time, I guess, getting ready or whatever it takes to officially be titled a metrosexual. So what do we think? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
I think it's fine that men wear flip-flops except to the club. I think it is so tacky when men wear flip-flops to the club.
Especially if you're going to drink a lot, because trust me, you do not want to be wearing flip-flops when you're hurling.
And with socks. Mm-hmm. It's really retarded to wear flip-flops with socks, and I have seen so many men wear flip-flops and socks together.
Oh, yeah. That is a little bit obnoxious. I don't understand why anybody can wear flip-flops out to the bar. It's too much like drink spilling.
I don't know how you expect to pick up a girl in flip-flops. Anyways. So.
Nice. Well, what do you think about the whole metrosexual thing in general?
Well, I think, who are we to tell anybody what they could be or not to be or where?
But are you attracted more to a metrosexual guy who grooms himself and coordinates his colors and all that stuff, or just to someone who can look clean cut?
It really depends, because if I'm with a man that's going to stay in the bathroom for longer than I am, then I don't want to be that way, because I get in there and get out, you know. But
okay, so if they're queer eye for the straight guy level, where they've got all these different
Well, I'm not going to be with a man that has a unibrow.
I think that's probably the main thing. If you've got some kind of weird grooming that you need to get taken care of, whether it be a unibrow or...
Or waxed legs. I don't want to be with a man with waxed legs or anything, you know. He needs to be a man.
Yeah.
A man is a man, so...
I gotcha. So just like a normal-looking dude, kind of.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, what do you think about the metrosexual?
Well, I don't think metrosexuals is dead, but I do think they ought to have a hunting season on them with a 10-man limit.
You know, they bug you a little bit?
I'd do my part anyway.
Yeah, you
could. I'd just thin out their numbers a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't sound like you'd be a guy who, just from your voice, you don't sound like a guy who'd be spending too much time on grooming or coordinating your colors or wearing any sweaters or things like that.
Oh, no, I'm just sitting here with my culottes on and a tank top. Yeah, that's me, you bet.